The family mentioned that, you know, they've been making calls to government to basically intervene and try and assist to have the detainees released. We now chat to Crispin Perry, who is the spokesperson for DERCO. Good morning, and thank you so much for your time this morning on VOC Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. Good morning to our VOC listeners.
Crispin, let's talk about this quickly in terms of what had transpired, you know, from the latest development since Monday. Where are we at? Has DERCO received any information? Are they in contact with the family? What's the plan of action here?
Yes, we have got contacts in Israel on this matter. And as we understand it now through our embassy in Jordan, a number of these individuals now have been offloaded off the ship and are in the territory of Israel, where now they would be eligible from the South African government to get consular services through our mission in Ramallah as well as our mission in Jordan. So these individuals have been offloaded off the ship and have been now taken to detention centers, where we hope that we'll be able to ensure that the Israeli government processes them and brings them back to South Africa as quickly as possible.
According to DERCO, is that the exact location?
The exact location? Yeah, we have a sense of which facilities they have been taken to. As at when we had spoken to a number of individuals in Israel and also on the ship yesterday, we understood that they are now being offloaded and being delivered to various detention facilities. So they are now fully in the custody of the Israeli authorities. At the time at which the information was reached that they've been blockaded, they were not in Israeli territory. And as a result, the consular services that we'd have to activate had not kicked in as yet.
Okay. Let's talk to us about the steps that the department is taking to secure the release of those detainees.
As you would know, we don't have a full presence in Israel, in Tel Aviv. Our embassy is downgraded, and also Ramallah as well, where our ambassador stationed in Palestine was also sent back home by the Israeli regime. So we are using various means, which I wouldn't want to openly speak about on the public platform, to reach our individuals through our mission, yes, officially in Jordan, but also through a number of other NGO sectors as well. So it is a little bit of a complex process. What would be required is for them to have legal representation as well in Israel, and there are a number of individuals that we're able to access to assist South Africans to ensure that they are treated humanely and also are processed as expeditiously as possible by the regime. We do know that there are some individuals who are elderly and also require medication and all of that. So it's a matter that we are urging everyone who supports South Africa in that part to prioritize.
Crispin, you know, I hear what you're saying, and from what I can gather, you know, the department, you know, DERCO, they're doing everything in their power to be able to assist. But the reality of the situation is that you mentioned that they are elderly, there are those who are not. You know, for example, there's somebody who's diabetic. We've seen footage in terms of what, you know, they are capable of doing to innocent people. I'm not even going to go in terms of the Palestinians at this point. I'm just speaking specifically, you know, of previous coverage in terms of the flotilla. We've got a young 22-year-old woman that is on that ship. What is being prioritized? Talk to me about timelines from the South African government side.
I think what is important is constant engagement and our expectations. Of course, like I say, the limitations of our mission there are very real. So I wouldn't want to come on a public platform and say, by tomorrow, we know exactly they'll be out. No. What is important is flow of communication, engagement, to know exactly where they are. And then from there to understand with the Israeli regime what the next steps are. Will they be deported? Because now they are in the Israeli Defense Force forces' hands. They've been abducted. It is a sovereign state, so we have to work within the confines of what Israeli law permits. And what is important here is constant flow of communication. So at least we know exactly where they're headed to. The next steps would be what the intention of the Israeli regime intends to be. And from our last experience, we can see that at times they are willing to deport our citizens, and that is helpful. If it's deportation, then at least it's something we can work towards very quickly. That's when we can start talking about timelines, because then we have to start ensuring that we have an evacuation team in place, to ensure that once they're deported, they get into a transport facility and they're brought back into South Africa. So there are various phases of this element of this evacuation that are still unfolding. And what I can say at this moment is we have communication with them. We know that they are safe. Well, we know that they are healthy. We know that they're in custody. The next steps will be to work out those timelines, how quickly we can get them out, and what process will the Israeli regime use.
Are you in contact with the families?
We are in contact with the families. They do contact us from time to time, and we are also then in contact with the NGO that has taken up this initiative. So there is communication across the board.
Okay, let's leave it at that for this morning. Crispin Piri, Delco spokesperson, thank you so much for your time, sir. All of the very best. You're definitely on speed all year at VOC, so that we.